Welcome back. Well, I hope your weekend was at least as good as mine. We're going to cap a whirlwind legislative session, whether you can get a beer at an SEC ball game this fall, and how Auburn's baseball team did in the regionals. I'm Mike Morgan, and we're down in Alabama. A rather memorable Alabama state legislative session wrapped up on Friday. It's not every session that we get to see gas taxes rise, abortion banned pretty much altogether pending judicial review, ground actually gained toward prison reform, and teachers getting a 4% raise. Now, if you find that much change unsettling, maybe you found some sweet home comfort in all that talk about a state lottery going nowhere. Now, that was familiar. Late news out of the session included the passing of a proposed constitutional amendment to replace the elected state board of education with a commission appointed by the governor. You get to vote on that next March. Some of the other notable results to come out of Goat Hill this year: you won't have to get a marriage license next time you get married, just a marriage certificate for the probate judge to record. Employers are prohibited to pay employees differently based solely on their sex or race, so surely they won't. Law enforcement will have to report to the state any property seized and to account for any money it makes off those forfeitures separately in their budgets. They couldn't get medical marijuana legalized this time around, but lawmakers passed a bill to set up a commission that'll study it. And study it, I'm sure they will. There's also funding for programs that promote the development of broadband access. In coming years, third graders will have to read at grade level before they're passed. Don't y'all camp out in the left lane on Alabama interstates. Buckle up even if you're in the back seat. Feel free to hunt deer and hogs over bait, so long as you're otherwise legal, of course. And while you're holding your breath and turning purple waiting on a lottery to lose money on, it looks like you'll be able to legally lose your money on fantasy sports contests. A couple of those may still be pending the governor's signature when you hear this. Don't be sad, it's all over. Only 246 shopping days left until the next Alabama legislative session. The Southeastern Conference lifted its ban on the in-stadium serving of alcoholic beverages at sports events, reports AL.com's Craig Stevenson. But the University of Alabama and Auburn University have both said they won't be taking advantage of the new rules when they go into effect on August 1st. Now, the SEC will have some rules they're calling conference-wide alcohol management procedures, which include cutting people off at certain points in a ball game, for example, after the third quarter of a football game. Alcohol was already allowed in luxury suites and privately leased areas inside stadiums, and these new rules won't affect that. The SEC now is allowing each school to determine for itself whether it wants to sell beer and wine. The press release from Auburn said, "If Auburn chooses to make any changes in alcohol sales at its athletic facilities, it will do so through a thoughtful, deliberative process to consider carefully the impacts on health, safety, and the overall fan experience." And the press release from Alabama said, "We have one of the best game day atmospheres in the country, and we don't envision making changes at this time." The Auburn baseball team is back in the Super Regionals, reports AL.com's Sam Blum. The Tigers swept their way through the regional tournament in Atlanta, polishing it off by beating the nation's number three team in its own ballpark, a 4-1 win over Georgia Tech on Sunday night. Auburn will now face North Carolina this coming weekend in a Super Regional, and that'll be in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Super Regionals are best of threes, and the winner earns a ticket to Omaha, Nebraska for the College World Series. Well, thank y'all for taking the time to listen. We'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, come see us on the internet at al.com.